Manchester City are still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, here we go. Best in soccer talk, self-proclaimed here tonight. ESPN 97.5. We come from our ESPN 97.5 studios here in Houston, Texas, fresh on the heels of the Blitz and Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman. Where do we start? We've got everything to talk about here, but we're definitely going to start with El Clasico here tonight. It was more Messi magic over the weekend. You saw it. The world saw it. Barcelona in stoppage time defeating Real Madrid 3-2 on Messi's 500th goal. You could not have scripted this out any better. Newcastle United back in the Premier League. And Rafa Benitez is the toast of the town in Geordieland in northern England. What is Newcastle's future in the Premier League? We can discuss that tonight. The FA Cup final is set with Arsenal taking on Chelsea after both win semifinals. Liverpool fans, what an emotional ride you have been on this year. 2-1 loss to Crystal Palace. Is it nail-biting time? Sure it is. Dynamo get a 2-0 win at home, their first shutout of the year in Major League Soccer player after a big tactical switch from the manager Wilmer Cabrera. What does this mean for the Dynamo going forward here in the future? And I'm going to talk to you about Wilmer Cabrera tonight because we can't say enough about what he's been doing with the Dynamo here, improving this on-field product and a lot of other things that he has brought tonight. So it's deconstructing Wilmer Cabrera here tonight. They get goals from Kubo Torres and La Panterita, Albert Elise. But Friday night's a real litmus test against Sebastian Giovinco, Michael Bradley, and Jozy Altidore. That's a game you can catch on the Cube. So welcome in, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to ESPN 97.5 Soccer Matters. Also, we're all over Facebook Live here. It's something we're doing with all the shows. We hope you like it. We want your questions. We want your thoughts. We'll read them on the air. So be a part of it through social media. We thank you for tuning in. So I've put a few topics out here tonight. Number to call in the show, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. We're streaming at ESPN975.com. If you want to get over onto the stream and the internet highway, you can hit me up on Twitter throughout the show, Glenn Davis Sock, or you can go to Facebook, Soccer Matters. Throughout the show, we'll read the comments. And again, this program was designed for you, the great soccer fans, and you've kept me on the air all these years. By the way, I think it's 13 or 14 years I've been doing soccer talk on the radio. That in itself is kind of scary. But let's start with El Clasico tonight here. No, actually, yeah, let's start with El Clasico. Most watched sporting event in the world this past weekend, Real Madrid and Barcelona. Was this the best Clasico ever? Because that's a question everybody's been putting out there. Best Clasico ever? I would say that second 45 minutes was the most drama-filled, exciting soccer that I've seen here in the calendar year 2017. No question. Messi was targeted, obviously. What I liked about this was, yes, it was physical in nature. Yes, you could see a genuine dislike for each other in this. But football was allowed to be played. And that, in the end, is what we were talking about. We weren't talking about a referee like after the Real Madrid-Bayern Munich game. We weren't talking about a game that turned into a kick fest. We saw some great soccer moments from both teams. Best Clasico ever. 713-780-3776. For sure, probably for Barcelona fans. It was a spectacle. It was must-watch TV. Even my friends here at the station that host other shows, and obviously soccer's not their priority, we're talking about it. just talked to Sean Salisbury, who's got the show on BN now. He was talking about it. It ends dramatically. Messi capping off a counterattack, his 500th career goal in all competitions. Pretty mind-blowing that at 2-2, in stoppage time, Real Madrid leaves itself that open because they know with a draw, title's pretty much theirs. And they're still in the driver's seat, Real Madrid. But it's a little different driver's seat right now. It just got a little bit tighter. The game had it all. Stunning play, chaotic moments, stupid plays, mistakes, sending off from Sergio Ramos, who frankly looked a bit foolish. Messi clearly got one over on Cristiano, if you're focused in on the Messi-Cristiano Ronaldo sweepstakes. Messi was bloody, courtesy of an elbow, kicked hard, targeted. And I think Cristiano was targeted a few times as well. But what I loved about Messi, he never took the bait. One of his great attributes. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. Real Madrid fans, Barcelona fans, give us your take on El Clasico. Tonight we'll have Ray Hudson from BN Sports on the show. Eric Zavaleta of Toronto FC, who, by the way, was coached by Wilmer Cabrera of the Houston Dynamo. He'll be on the show. And we will go to Montreal, Canada. We will talk to Lloyd Barker of the Montreal Gazette, also a former player with the Montreal Impact on Toronto FC a little bit, too, to preview that game this Friday night. But that's a real litmus test. So Casemiro in the 28th starts it off. Messi in the 33rd. Now, we're all talking about his 500th. But how good was that goal from Lionel Messi? In the 33rd. Slashes to his left with the outside of his foot. He leaves like three or four guys as though they're standing in cement blocks and buries the finish. Rakitic in the second half hits a bullet. 73rd minute, 2-1. 4 minutes later, Sergio Ramos gets a red card. And Ramos is, you know, he's like Arturo Vidal of Bayern Munich. He's always on the edge. Remarkably, this guy has scored over 50 goals. He scored, as Real Madrid fans know, so many vital goals as a center back. But his sending off was just, come on, there's no arguing it. I don't understand why he was saying he didn't deserve to go off, because I think it was pretty obvious that Sergio Ramos was going to get his walking papers. Sergio said this. He said, quote, "The red card was excessive. I was not going to harm anyone." Two-footed, up in the air. The intent was to nail Messi. And Messi wisely gets his feet up in the air. Or you potentially break a leg if your legs are planted. So Ramos goes. And James Rodriguez hides himself behind a defender, nips in front, and scores a great goal off the bench. What's his future at Real Madrid? 713-780-3776. And then the stage, the final climax is Messi. Now, if you remember, and I posted this over at Facebook Soccer Matters, Barcelona gets out of the corner with some tight play. And then all of a sudden, Sergio Roberto is basically one-on-one with Marcelo in midfield. And if he gets past Marcelo, he's running right at their back four. And people are running with him and getting in front of the ball. Marcelo said this, "I assume the fault for not stopping Sergio Roberto in the play that caused the Barcelona goal an error. I will learn from Real Madrid's Marcelo." So he's, you know, he's saying he should have fouled him professionally, taken a red card. He's gone. But what did this game mean to you? Real Madrid fan, Barcelona fan. 713-780-3776. And then the counterattack is capped by Lionel Messi. And a fantastic goal. But the quality of these players, you know, Ramos, Marcelo, Toni Kroos, Modric, Benzema, Ronaldo, Iniesta, Messi, Suarez, Pique. Unbelievable. Analytics on this, Barcelona 58% of the possession to Real Madrid's 42%. Barcelona, 16 shots, 9 on goal. Real Madrid, 22-14. These teams are putting shots on goal. And Ter Stegen, by the way, what an incredible game and goal for Barcelona. I don't think any question. But there you have it, 3-2. They're back in the La Liga title. It's good for all of us, I think, outside of Real Madrid fans, because guess what? Now we can at least see how that plays out in La Liga. And Barcelona is going to have a game against Espanyol that's going to be very, very key, I think, into whether they win the title. And Real Madrid, believe it or not, does have a game in hand. Here's what Barry Glendenning of The Guardian said of the Barcelona win over Real Madrid. And Real Madrid fans, do you believe this? And Barcelona fans, do you believe this? He called it the mother of all slapdowns. The 3-2 win. The mother of all slapdowns. Barry Glendenning of The Guardian. 713-780-3776. Is this, well, it's obvious. It's more Lionel Messi lore, right? And the whole fueling of the fire, who's the better player, Messi or Ronaldo? I'm not going to fight that. You guys can. You can tell me who you think is. Completely different players. Exceptional. And we are lucky to be watching them in our lifetime. That's the way I'm going to look at it. A couple of other things that are out there. Joey Barton, 18-month ban for gambling. Joey, shut up. Nobody cares. You knew the rules. And the guy's trying to pin it on. He's trying to pin it on the fact that the FA doesn't do enough. You know the rules, Joey. Tough luck. Ajax announcing they will name the Amsterdam Arena after Johan Cruyff. It'll be the Johan Cruyff Arena. Wonderful. Legendary in the game. Could be the most influential person in the history of the sport, Johan Cruyff. Newcastle back to the Premier League. Rafa Benitez now is a hero once again. Guess who's on that Newcastle team? DeAndre Yedlin is heading to the Premier League. Now, what will Newcastle do in their ownership? Because they're going to have to buy in order to make this step up. Relative to Major League Soccer, that's the problem I think that Minnesota United got into. Coming from the NASL, a league down, you're going to have to up your game. You're going to have to spend more if you're Newcastle and you want to survive. 713-780-3776. All topics on the table tonight. Arsenal beat Manchester City to go to the FA Cup final. Arsene Wenger. He's going to be your manager. Mbappe, 18 years of age with Monaco. We do have the Champions League semis, Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid, Monaco, Juventus. We can talk about that tonight. 713-780-3776.
Artemio?
Artemio, let's start you off tonight here. You started off on Soccer Matters. Artemio, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself, Glenn?
Very good. Thanks for calling the show, Artemio.
Yes, sir.
What's on your mind?
So, just wanted to talk a little bit about the Clásico. I was actually there. It was my first time going and witnessing that.
Oh,
and man,
lucky dog,
what an experience. It was just
crazy,
epic. And I'm grateful to, you know, make it out there and then watch Messi versus Ronaldo, you know, Real Madrid versus Barcelona. I'm a diehard Houston Madridista official. And I just wanted to, you know, just briefly talk about it.
Give us you your impressions. Fire away.
Sir?
Fire away. Give us your impressions. You were there.
If I want to categorize it into one word, I would say just epic. It was just the greatest game that I've ever witnessed, you know, especially because it was live. And then, you know, you were saying earlier that it was, you know, arguably one of the best Clásicos that ever been played. And I mean, I could agree with you on that. It was just amazing. Even though, you know, Real Madrid lost in such a dramatic fashion, Marcelo, he made a big error. He should have went in for the foul, you know, not a dirty foul, but, you know, It is what it is. You know, Ronaldo had his chances. Ter Stegen, he was all over the place, man. He saved a lot of good saves. So did Kaylor, and I'm very upset, and you know.
What was the mood of the Real Madrid fans when you walked out of the stadium? What was the mood? What was it like? Was it just walking like it was a death march? What was it like walking out of the stadium?
People were definitely quiet. Personally, every time I saw a Barcelona supporter, I would just mean mug him, and I mean I was bitter. I mean it was just everyone was walking with their head down, and it was just
Anybody start any fights? Any Madrid Barcelona fights?
No, sir, not at all.
It's all respectful.
Sir?
All respectful, right?
Yeah, it was it was awesome. It was awesome. I would do it again. I mean, just to witness
this was a bucket list for you, Artemio, wasn't it?
Definitely, man. It was definitely maybe even the first thing on my bucket list, and I'm thankful that I scratched it off my list. But it was awesome. I would definitely do it again.
Tell me, sights, sound, audio, acoustics. I mean, it all hits you, right?
Yeah, it was just it hit me once I woke up that day. All day people were out on the streets, and just everything was just perfect, and it was just awesome. I actually expected for the stadium to be, shaking. I was actually being annoying. I was annoying the people around me. I was just standing up, yelling, and people would tell me to sit down, but I couldn't calm down in that situation. It was just great.
How impactful was the traveling Barcelona fans? You being in the stadium.
I mean, there were some, scattered around there, and they have their little section up at the top. But obviously it was a white house, no doubt.
Yeah. Well, it looked like that on TV too. That's for sure.
For sure.
When they take off on the counterattack and Sergio Roberto gets behind Marcelo in midfield, what are you in the stadium thinking at that moment?
I'm thinking, oh my gosh, here we go. Here we go. I mean, I noticed that once Sergi made that run and got past Marcelo, I felt it. I was like, oh man, it's coming. It is coming. And I think it was I don't know how many defenders were back there, but they were outnumbered for sure. And then you just saw Messi creeping up, coming up on the upper 90, and it broke my heart. But at the same time, it's just like I just witnessed greatness. I respect Messi and I respect Barcelona, but obviously I hate them. And I don't regret going.
No, why would you regret going? You were at the greatest sporting event on the planet and one of the greatest sporting events every time it's played. Artemio, thank you very much for that firsthand call in here tonight about being at that game. That is unbelievable. I'm excited for you that you got to go. And thank you very much for calling the show tonight.
Yes, sir. To end it, a la Madrid, and tell Eddie Mendoza I said hi when you talk to him later.
You bet. Thank you so much. All right, that's Artemio. Was at the El Clasico. Unbelievable. 713-780-3776. Let's get your thoughts on Real Madrid and Barcelona. Moment here for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm are personal injury attorneys. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-4878. Doesn't matter what your accident is, car, boat, motorcycle, industrial, construction. You may work down at a plant. It's DaspitLaw.com. John and his firm are going to work for you 24/7, nights and weekends. Fight for your right for compensation with the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. We're going to take a Bud Light break now. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Let's get your thoughts on El Clasico, the Houston Dynamo, the FA Cup, Premier League, you name it. We'll talk it tonight. Whatever you want. Take a break.
ESPN 97.5.
The good news? Our business is growing. The bad news? We have to hire again.
The searching.
Where do we look?
What if we hire the wrong person?
Actually, we could use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter?
ZipRecruiter makes hiring fast and easy. With one click, our job would be posted to 100 leading job sites.
But are the candidates any good?
You bet. As soon as we post our job, ZipRecruiter starts identifying the best matches and notifies them to apply, all within minutes. Well,
whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates fast with ZipRecruiter. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by hundreds of thousands of businesses in a variety of industries nationwide. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/score. That's ZipRecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter.com/score.
Finally, now Texans have a less expensive, much smarter way to buy electricity. Even better, it's 100% renewable. Today, Tri-Eagle Energy is proud to announce the opportunity for less than 1,000 Texas households to purchase solar energy from our local solar farm for less than $50 per month. We simply send solar energy from our solar farm to the grid, which powers your home or apartment for as low as $49.50 per month. This fixed low rate is guaranteed for the next 5 years, and there's zero installation necessary. The fact is, the U.S. Energy Information Administration predicts Texas electric rates will nearly double over the next 20 years. Call 800-295-4089 today for 100% renewable energy that will protect you from increasing electricity costs. We expect the solar farm to be completely sold out. So call now to secure your personal solar license at 800-295-4089 today. That's 800-295-4089. You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers.
Houston's premier soccer pubs, the King's Head and Richmond Arms, are designed and built with soccer in mind for your superior watching entertainment. Check our website to see events and schedules, theRichmondArmsOnline.com and theKingsHeadPubHouston.com.
Tune in every Sunday afternoon at 2 to Street and Sports, a weekly show giving you insight on all the latest legal issues surrounding the sports world. Join the coach, Michael Lewis, and experts in the legal game as they break it down on ESPN 97.5.
Spring pollen and other allergens are in the air. They're coming into your home through dirty air ducts and foot traffic on your carpets. Get a jump on allergy season right now with Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning Spring Special. For a limited time, Dirt Free will clean one room free and give you a $100 free speed dry with any purchase. You heard that right. You get a free room cleaned with a speed dry with any purchase. Other companies, they're leaving behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. That's not the case with Dirt Free. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373. That's Dirt Free Carpet.
Danish Inspirations, Houston Modern Contemporary Furniture Store, invites all of you sucker lovers to Danish Inspirations' beautiful showroom on 2775 Fondren. I'm Jan Christensen, president of Danish Inspirations and a soccer player for 50 years. Soccer is a great sport, and Danish Inspirations is a great modern contemporary furniture store. Go to DanishInspirations.com and set your furniture goals. Goal!
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
Right in the corner. Ter Stegen fighting. Zoman Piquet. Marcelo. Ter Stegen stays. It's Ramos, it's the post. Scrambled over the line. It's an unlikely hero. Casemiro. Goal of great beauty in the eyes of those Real Madrid supporters. That's his fourth goal, Rob.
No goal in El Clasico's an ugly goal. Casemiro started it off in the 28th minute. We'll get to all the goals here tonight, including that 500th for Lionel Messi, which I don't know how you script stuff like that out. I am always fascinated how certain athletes produce these moments at just the right time. Quick word here for Liberty Kitchen. I'm passionate about food and my friends at Liberty Kitchen. You can call me a foodie. I don't care. I think of it as modern American comfort food. Classics taken up several notches. The best burger, mac and cheese, chicken fried, mom spaghetti chowder. And it's farm stand crisp food that Liberty Kitchen will stamp its claim on. They've got locations in a lot of places. The Heights is like Austin, Texas. River Oaks, Rice Village, Garden Oaks, Treehouse, Memorial City. Highly recommend the Creole gumbo, the oysters on the half shell, cowboy surfers, grilled chops, steaks, cocktails, cold beer. Now you understand why Liberty Kitchen is a regular stop. Liberty Kitchen, lunch, supper, and brunch. And we thank them for supporting the show. Also, before we get to the phone lines, Nesto, you're going to be up first. Quick word here for an event that's very dear to my heart. And this is Friday, June 16th. It's a night with legends. Norman Whiteside of Manchester United in Northern Ireland, and also Bobby Tambling of Chelsea, one of their all-time leading goal scorers. It's a dinner, it's a raffle, it's an auction, but these two gentlemen who have had experiences beyond belief are going to be talking and taking us through their career and some of the amazing things that have happened during their careers. This is going to be an incredible night. You don't have to be a Manchester United fan. You don't have to be a Chelsea fan. It doesn't matter if you are. It doesn't hurt. You could be a fan of the Premier League, but you could just be an overall football fan. Friday, June 16th, 6:30. Tom Clare is the man who's done so much work on this. He's a noted author. Jesus Martinez is with Chelsea, supporters group here, Bayou City Blues. Tom is with the Houston Reds here, the Red Army. Friday, June 16th, you can call 281-812-4805 or Facebook group / Houston Red Army. This benefits pediatric cancer. Okay, so this is one that we're paying it forward. I go down to Texas Children's a lot, and I will tell you when I walk out of there, I am ready to kiss the ground to remind myself how fortunate I am, number one, to have my health, and number two, I'm just taken aback at how incredibly strong the parents of some of these young people are and how strong these patients are. I could whip off 45 names right now of kids that have made a huge impression in my mind by going down there over the years. And I've become great friends with a lot of people. So please consider it. Friday, June 16th, Norman Whiteside, Bobby Tambling, Manchester United, and Chelsea. Whiteside, in 86, played as a 17-year-old in the World Cup in Mexico. So he's a great story. He's got some good Sir Alex Ferguson stuff, too. And there's all kinds of great raffle items that are going to be there. I mean, shirts from Cantona, shirts from Schmeichel. I mean, it's going to be a big night. Again, it's Friday, June 16th, 281-812-4805 for tickets. All right, let's continue the El Clasico talk. Let's go to the phone lines. Nesto, what's on your mind tonight, Nesto?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for your patience.
Hey, no problem at all. I just wanted to first say, wow, I mean, I actually went to El Clasico myself, but not this one. I went to the one in 2015 in April in Barcelona because I am a Barcelona fan. So to experience the Camp Nou and to hear roar like that is mind-blowing. There's no other sport that I've been to or stadium I've visited where you feel the energy that makes the hair on your body stand up like the Camp Nou does.
Did it go through your chest, the audio and the acoustics?
Yes. It's unbelievable. And I was fortunate enough, I actually went with my wife on our honeymoon, and we sat about seven rows up from the corner. So it was unbelievable.
You got a good wife, a wife that goes to the El Clasico at the Nou Camp. Boy, that's a great wife, huh? How'd you convince her to do that?
Yes, yes. And the funny thing is that she actually surprised me with the ticket.
Oh wow, you married up, my friend. You married.
Yes, yes. I'm a very, very happy man.
You are a happy man. I'm wondering what she's going to do for you next. She may take you there again.
Actually, she really loved the city and wants to go back again. So it's something we're definitely planning to do again in the future. But getting back to this Clasico, one of my biggest things that I've noticed, which I think is just becoming just too repetitive, is Ramos and these red cards. I mean, when does it stop? When does he you know, become this professional and play the game where it's going to be played and stop with these unnecessary red cards. I mean, I'm a Barcelona supporter, but to watch what he does throughout Madrid every single time they play Barcelona, it's
well. Let me play devil's advocate here. You know what else is repetitive? The guy scores big goals. He scored over 50 as a defender. So I think it's part and parcel that comes with Sergio Ramos. I don't condone what he did in this game. It was a stupid sending off. He went in two-footed.
Absolutely.
And I think a lot of Real Madrid fans, if they're being honest with themselves, would say the same thing.
True.
But, you know, we don't define the man's career by one game. And yes, I do think that everybody who's been his manager, including Zidane, know that potentially he can be sent off in a game. And it's going to happen throughout his career. And you can't neuter that part of his game because that competitiveness is part of it. Did he look a little foolish in this game? Absolutely. I'm not going to sit here and be an apologist for him. It was a dumb sending off. He went in two-footed, and my opinion was targeting Messi. So what? I mean, he's not the first guy to do it. It's happened to others. In the end, how costly was it? In the end, they still should have got a draw with 10 men, I think. So
very true.
It's very part true. Of I the think, emotion.
I think that Zidane did a great job of wanting the game, and that's one of the things about playing against a team like Real Madrid or a team like Barcelona is that even when they're down 10 men, don't think that the game is over. It's never over because they practice and they play that way, and they can create their own spaces and opportunities with a man down. So for me, I felt nervous definitely when they went a man down. Because I didn't want Barcelona to be complacent and feel like we've got the game once we get a second goal, you know, from Rakitic.
Yeah.
I knew we needed a third goal.
I don't think they were going to get complacent on this day based on the season they've had either. I mean, there's no givens in these things, and I don't think anybody can ever plot out how they go. In fact, the one thing I liked about this one was the fact that there was soccer played. It didn't turn into a kick fest. There was a lot of soccer play. We're not sitting here talking about a referee after it.
Right.
So that's from a neutral. That's what I liked about it. But you know, I think you got to put Ramos in context because he's done some amazing things. He's produced some amazing goals. On this day, it's not going to be one of his more memorable El Clasicos for sure.
It's true. Ramos has definitely saved Real Madrid several times this season where they were in a position to lose games, and he's dug them out of holes.
This guy has he's unbelievable. He has scored more key goals for them in big moments as a center back.
Yeah.
I think he's got over 50 goals for them. But Nesto, thank you very much for the personalized approach of telling us what it was like at the No Comp. And appreciate you calling into the show. By the way, we're live on Facebook here, and a friend of yours, Victor, said, hey, Nesto,
Victor's
he's hearing you on the
club.
Air. Well, he knows. He knows you're on the air right now.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Well, Victor was there when we both watched Messi with that magical moment, I would have to say there's no comparing between Messi and Ronaldo. They're two different players, but I've always said myself, I think the difference is Messi is more of a creator, and his magic is what makes him different than Ronaldo. Ronaldo can finish. But Messi's creativeness in the middle of the field, and when he gets the ball, he's like a magnet. He sucks people towards him.
Opportunities. Totally different players, and totally two players that, by the way, love the fact that they're competing against each other because it brings out the best in them. Nesto, thank you very much for the phone call tonight.
Thank you, sir.
We appreciate it. All right, 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. 713-780-3776. Eddie Mendoza of the Real Madrid Smorters Group is going to be coming in tonight. He's actually in studio right now, close to Maine with Barcelona. So we're going to talk about the supporters groups that they have, what these two teams mean to them. I mean, these guys live and breathe it. These guys are excellent. So we're going to get some real insight into being a part of a supporters group in Houston. And I'm also going to kind of put it to them in relative terms about Major League Soccer as well. And where does that fit in if at all, with them. Because we do know, we got in this city people from all over the world that love the game, that support varying teams from around the world. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. Yeah, I mean, Sergio Ramos is like Arturo Vidal. Vidal again today got into some tackles that you're kind of going, whoa, okay, is he going to get sent off again in the German Cup? Which, by the way, Dortmund won 3-2 over Bayern Munich. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. The Champions League finals are set up. Tuesday, it'll be Real Madrid, Atletico Madrid. I'm looking forward to talking to the guys about that and how familiarity breeds contempt. Monaco and Juventus. Is it better to get the Madrid derby out of the way in the semifinals of the Champions League? Who are your favorites? I'm going to say it's Juventus for me. I know the guys from Real Madrid aren't going to be happy about that, but I think this is Juventus's year. 713-780-3776. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We got a lot more to go. As we take a break, soccer fans, the real soccer pub in Edo is the King's Court, right next to BBVA Compass Stadium at 903 Hutchins. It's on the corner of Walker and Hutchins. 13 TVs down there. Chelsea and Manchester United, they hang out there at the King's Court. They show Premier League matches, all the Dynamo matches, La Liga, Champions League, 24 taps, full bar, extensive selection of spirits, plus wonderful pub food. King's Court. I usually hang out there after Dynamo games, visit the rooftop deck and patio that sits in the shadows of the stadium. Say hello to Jay down there. KingsCourtTX.com. We'll take a Bud Light break here. A lot more to come tonight here. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
Hey, John Granato here for Absolute Marble and Granite. Go see my man, Jeff Aronoff. It's the new year now. You got to keep that house up to date. Do you need a new countertop? Do you need to fix that fireplace? Outdoor patio? How about an outdoor kitchen? Jeff Aronoff does it all right now, and he does it for 20% off for the ESPN 97.5 listeners. Give him a call. He'll come free estimate to your home or your business and get this job done. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. Absolute Marble and Granite.
Hey, Sean Salisbury here, and I have to let you know about a product that's changed my life and it can change yours. It's called MyPillow. Folks, I used to wake up sore from head to toe. Now, for the first time in my life, I wake up feeling amazing. MyPillow really has changed my life. Check out this amazing American-made product at MyPillow.com. Owner Mike Lindell and his team care about your satisfaction. They'll send you a pillow that fits just right, and they'll let you know just how to use it. Yes, this is a pillow that comes with instructions. They're so sure you'll be satisfied, they offer a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special or call 1-800-951-3938 and use my promo code ESPNQB to get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. How good is that? That's 1-800-951-3938 or visit MyPillow.com and use my promo code ESPNQB to get this unbelievable offer right now. Don't lose another night of good sleep. MyPillow.com, the only thing you have to lose is another good night's sleep.
James Harden wants to play basketball with you. Attend the James Harden Basketball Pro Camp in partnership with Kroger, presented by BBVA Compass. Kids in grades 1 through 12 can join James July 22nd and 23rd at the Legend Sports Complex. For information and registration, visit jameshardencamp.com. Premier partners include Tide. James will be on site and joined by area coaches to provide small group instruction on basketball fundamentals and fun. Reserve your spot at jameshardencamp.com today.
Make Carlsberg your official beer for this upcoming Premier League season. With its golden color and delicate smell of hops and malt, it's the perfect beer to enjoy at your favorite soccer pub. With a description like that, it sounds like it's probably the best beer in the world. Carlsberg, probably the best beer in the world.
Finally, now Texans have a less expensive, much smarter way to buy electricity. Even better, it's 100% renewable. Today, Tri-Eagle Energy is proud to announce the opportunity for less than 1,000 Texas households to purchase solar energy from our local solar farm for less than $50 per month. We simply send solar energy from our solar farm to the grid, which powers your home or apartment for as low as $49.50 per month. This fixed low rate is guaranteed for the next 5 years, and there's zero installation necessary. The fact is, the U.S. Energy Information Administration predicts Texas electric rates will nearly double over the next 20 years. Call 800-295-4089 today for 100% renewable energy that will protect you from increasing electricity costs. We expect the solar farm to be completely sold out. So call now to secure your personal solar license at 800-295-4089 today. That's 800-295-4089. You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers.
Danish Inspirations, Houston Modern Contemporary Furniture Store, invites all of you sucker lovers to Danish Inspirations' beautiful showroom on 2775 Fondren. I'm Jan Christensen, president of Danish Inspirations and a soccer player for 50 years. Soccer is a great sport, and Danish Inspirations is a great modern contemporary furniture store. Go to danishinspirations.com and set your furniture goals. Goal!
Attention all Southside Blitzers. Come to the Saloon Door Brewery in Webster and watch the draft with the Blitz this Friday. Fred and AJ will broadcast live from 4 until 6 and then hang out for a while for the second round of the NFL draft.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
Piqué to Rakitic. Lionel Messi. Busquets. Rakitic. Leaves it for Messi. Messi full steam ahead. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Lionel Messi. Hasn't scored in six Clásicos, but he's back to haunt Real Madrid.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Shortly, we're going to have on some good friends of mine. We got Eddie Mendoza, Cesar Avellan. Did I do the right with the L, Cesar? And, of course, Costa Maine. Great guys. Big-time supporters of the great game. They're in here representing Real Madrid and Barcelona, so we're going to have some fun with them shortly here. We're going to get them mic'd up here, and then we're going to talk. What's it like to be in a supporters group here in Houston with these big clubs? They've gotten accredited with the clubs. We're going to talk about the game. We'll break it down. We're going to talk about some things they have coming up, and we're also going to give you information. If you are a Real Madrid or a Barcelona fan, where you can join these supporters groups, because this is social, too. I mean, this is there's a lot of brethren when it comes to this stuff, and apparently they all get along too, which I also like, and that's a good thing. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. We're waiting for Ray Hudson from BN. So you know what? I think, Tyler, I'm going to try to get the guys mic'd up here, and we might as well get into the discussion right now. Yeah, I need one over here, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Costa, come on over here. And all you guys need is a mic in front of you, and you can hear me. And here, Eddie, you take this one. So let's I'm going to start off, since Barcelona got the 3-2 victory, I'm going to start off with Costa. How are you feeling after this El Clasico win here and the way and the drama, how it occurred with Lionel Messi in stoppage time?
Well, I'm not going. I feel great. Can you hear me? Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Yep. You're on the air live, baby.
Awesome. Well, I'm not going to lie. Of course, I feel great. Thanks God my voice came back on time because I was going to cancel this show after the Messi's goal. More importantly, after the 3 points, it's not just the Messi's goal. This game was very vital for us. And only win was in play to even have a small chance to fight for La Liga. Because even with this win, the chance are still in the Real Madrid.
Still, yeah. I mean, Real Madrid still.
Realistically, it all depends on them, and we got to win every game.
Costa, you guys watch it over at the Richmond Arms, right?
Yes, sir. We're watching Richmond Arms, and this game was an amazing turnout from both supporters.
How many you think you had over there?
Well, it was full bar. It was, filled up the capacity. I would say around 300 people, maybe.
All right. So knowing the condition the Richmond Arms is in, because it's been around a while.
Yes.
Did that place fall apart after the Messi goal? Did it blow up?
Actually, it does. It did, yeah. And I apologize to the manager. I apologize again. Today she told me, no, you're expecting this. But in a good manner, there was no accidents, nothing.
So what happened? People just jumping on each other, beer flying?
I fell down from a table with my head down, I remember. I lost my keys and my wallet.
Wait, did you get them later?
I kind of don't care for us. And then I realized I need them for my car. Yeah, I found them. But
now that's a soccer fan.
Yeah, we got a
Messi scores, loses his keys, loses his wallet, but you found them later.
Yeah, I found them later. And I was like, let me watch the game from the ground. But they called the game off. It was the last second of the game.
Incredible passion. All right, so let me go to Eddie Mendoza with the Real Madrid Supporters Group. Eddie, kind of your thoughts on this. I mean, obviously Real Madrid's still in the driver's seat here, but it's still a separate game. It's still this rivalry. It hurts, right?
Yes, definitely. And I just want to say thank you, Glenn, for having us.
Oh, you're very welcome.
The Real Madrid Houston Peña, for all of you guys in Houston that don't know, there is a supporter group here in Houston. If you want any more information, go to www.realmadridhoustonpeña.com. You'll get all our information. We get together at Atlas Pub on 5102 Washington Avenue. And pretty much right there, we had a full house. We had about 500, 600 people, full bar, inside, outside. They were all chanting up and down. We were so happy with the first goal that Casemiro scored in the driver's seat. And then, unfortunately, things flipped the script. We thought we had it when James scored another one. We're take the point, still in the driver's seat. And then, for some reason, we took our foot off the gas. And Messi, you can't give that guy space. And I don't know how we let that guy by himself, but he ended up putting one past Navas, and that one hurt. I'm not going to lie, it hurt. But like y'all said, we're still in the driver's seat. As long as we take care of the last games that we have, win them all, we control our destiny.
Cesar, let me talk to you about this. Do you guys ever pinch yourself and just say that all of you, that the teams that you support are a part of what is arguably the biggest rivalry in the world? Now, some people are going to say it isn't, but if it's not the biggest rivalry in the world, I think it has to be numerically. Do you ever pinch yourself? Because you're in a bar watching these games.
No.
You realize globally what happened this past weekend.
It was ridiculous because we had, like 500, 600 people inside Bar Munich. I mean,
wow, that's a turnout.
It was ridiculous.
That's a turnout.
We thought we had the second one. We were all jumping down. You see the Barca fans, they were all heads down, you know. But they ended up pulling it out. And, yeah, it's the most watched soccer game in the world. It's supposed to be, like,
by far, yeah.
By far, more than the Super Bowl, more than any sporting event here in the United States, just one game. And then you have a whole season of 30-something games, and then you have Champions League. So, yeah, it's big.
You guys obviously separate this game. I mean, even though we're talking the table and everything.
You mark the two games, the home and away, and you know when you're playing home and when you're playing away, and you know you got to take points from either or.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah.
Costa, same thing to you. I mean, your group, how many people do you think did you have at the Richmond Arms? And again, when you're in there watching that game, you guys are all conscious that the whole world is watching this.
Yes, that's true. For as a group, Houston Coolers, we started growing most effectively now after we opened the website, the page, and we can organize ourselves. We got our own board. We got our president. He got the what's the name? He got the commitment card from a Barcelona club. We are over 60 official members now. We are 2 or 3 minus to get the 70, which take us to the next level, which is getting the Peña from FC Barcelona. Our goal is by end of this
month.
You
know what I love? I think you guys, and I'm talking about other supporters groups in Houston, Manchester United. I mean, we can go on and on. I think there's an amazing opportunity here for all of you, and that is to pool your resources with things because you're all so incredibly passionate, whether it's for charity. And I know some of you guys are going to come out to the Norman Whiteside thing for pediatric cancer. I mean, you guys can all support each other's events and really do some incredible things. I mean, I was sitting there talking to Tom Clare about this. I'm like, these guys are passionate. These guys are young. These guys get it. Bring them all together. This isn't about stamping on the next guy. I mean, yeah, we're all competitive. We want our teams to win, but there's so much more we can do just here in the city of Houston.
Yeah, definitely. Football is way more than a sport. That's That's different soccer, of course. I'm sorry. I still call it
football. You could say football on the show.
I live in USA, so I'm okay with the terms. I'm not.
Hi, Raquel. How are you, Raquel? Yeah, you can say so, that on the show.
Yes. So
football's accepted word here.
I encourage everybody who support the FC Barcelona to join our club. It's Houston Coolest. They can even join a Facebook page. We got Instagram page. Also, they can
give
Google
the address.
Yes, they can Google Houston Coolest on the first page. Is we just
C-U-L-E-S,
opened
the, right?
Yeah, C-O-L-E-S. And since we're living in a very diverse city with a lot of diversities, I know there are a lot of people who support and love the club, but they don't know about the Houston Coolest club going on. So I encourage everybody to visit the page and join us, and we have all the information for them. They can contact me or Victor, or just simply go to a page and request
excellent
to get add-on.
We'll give the information out one more time before we finish tonight. Eddie, let me ask you a question. Have you brought newbies in? In other words, have some people just said, hey, what's this all about? Maybe they've never been involved in soccer a lot, and all of a sudden they're Real Madrid fans?
No, yes, definitely.
I mean, there's some educating going on
yes,
here, right?
Yes, definitely. Of course. Whenever we invite our friends, we tell them bring somebody along, see what they like, and once they get that experience and they just live that passion, they're like, man, sign me up. Where do I sign
it's
up?
It's like a social group, right?
Definitely, definitely.
How much of your group is male? How much is female?
I want to say 90% male. And we got the 10% female. Yeah. But the females, they're pretty rowdy. They're Myra's a big one.
Oh, Myra's Karina, hardcore.
They're all they're there every game that we have a meetup. They're passionate. And the guys, shout out to Juan. He's the lord of the chants. He's the one that gets the chants going. Shout out to Juan Carlos. He has a old school 98 Teca Real Madrid jersey.
We got Manny.
And Manny, all the guys. Definitely, these guys are passionate, and we just love it. And just like you said, we try to help each other. And one of them, the ones that we're going to do is the Carlsberg Cup, like we talk about a little later.
Yeah. Big shout out right now to on Facebook Live to my great friend Costas, and also former Chatham, New Jersey, my friend Gary Cottenberg, and Raquel Clenending. How are you, Raquel? Costas, thank you for bringing me that great food from Nico Nikos. I had a partial knee replacement. This is how cool this guy is. Costas brings me food. Makes a phone call, and all of a sudden I got more lamp shanks than I could ever eat in one lifetime. And by the way, Nico Nikos makes the best lamp shank in Houston. All right, Caesar, how much breaking down of the game do you do? After the game, do you guys hang out? Do you break the game down? Do you say, look, Ronaldo didn't do anything? I mean, do you break the game down? Do you do analysis? Or at that point, if you had too many drinks, you all go home?
I usually do an analysis when I watch the games.
No, but I mean with the guys,
it's just after that third goal was devastating.
Well, I'm not saying this game. Yeah, we had to walk you off the ledge, I think.
But I was there. But we usually talk about, I get on Twitter and I talk to a couple guys that I know that are on Twitter about the game. You know, what do you think about the lineup? You know, the tactics, the subs, you know. What do you like about Zidane's move? Do you like him not playing Isco or playing Morata or sticking with Benzema or Bale? Always getting injured, but he's part of the big BBC, the BBC. Yeah. And when he's healthy, he's great, but he gets hurt too much.
Yeah, he was hurt again. Let me move on to you, Costa. Did Lionel Messi benefit from the fact that Neymar Jr. didn't play?
I don't think so.
He was moved central.
Actually, I don't think so.
Think
I was thinking
so?
About it. And I just want to add what Cesar started. Yeah, we get
it's a legitimate question.
Hours. Yeah, legitimate question. We debate like 2 hours before the game, a couple of hours. We meet before. Mm-hmm. Every game, not just the Clásico. Discuss about the team. If you don't like somebody, of course, we curse why you put this, why you put that. But back on the question you said, I personally don't think that impacted Messi. I think Messi was just hungry especially after he got hit. It was unintentional, of course, but I think it was unintentional from Marcelo. But I think he just stepped in one more gear after that, and he just finished the game with or without Neymar.
So do you think when he got the shot in the chops that motivated him even
was
more?
One of the,
that
I think that was one of the major facts. That,
All right, let's go to the phone lines, guys. Who do we got here?
Juan,
what's on your mind? Do you want to join the conversation? What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Alan Madrid.
We got a Madrista.
Yes, Glenn, I brought coffee last week. It's Arsenal supporter fund, and I just wish that the passion and the fire inside Barcelona and Madrid supporters club was the same. But anyways, I just wanted to say Thank you for the shout-out, Eddie. And, yes, I do have a 1998 jersey because of Roberto Carlos with my favorite Real Madrid Brazil player. So, about the game, I just I usually like to discuss and analyze after every Madrid game, but sulking after that last minute goal, a mess. It had to be messy, and it worked. So just had to call it sport.
Yeah, that was probably a hard one to want to analyze after that, right? Because that's
especially when you feel
you guys feel the pain. You walk around with the pain for a while. I get it. I love that.
Yes, of course. Especially being messy and just the man. You were talking earlier about Ramos and Messi, those that step up at certain times. I was thinking when you were saying that they don't feel any pressure. Just the game. It's fun. All they do is play, and there is no pressure. Millions of people watching around the world, they don't care. They know what they have to do, and it's work, but it's fun. So that's my two cents.
Juan,
for the show.
Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We appreciate it, and thanks for your take. Thank you very much.
And I'm agree.
All right. So, Barcelona fans, you better make some phone calls here. Madrid is up right now. I think it is 1-0 Madrid, 713-780-3776 when it comes to callers. I hear some music. I think we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to keep the guys in studio. Wonderful to have Eddie Mendoza in here, Cesar Avellan, and Costa Main. Thank you very much, guys, for making the effort to come in. I said to myself, you know what? Who better to bring in than you guys? We got you in here. We'll talk more about you and your supporters groups. We'll talk more about Real Madrid and Barcelona. And we'll continue the conversation when we come back. 713-780-3776. Let me just tell you about Azure Salon. It's in the heart of River Oaks and in West Ave Shopping. Now, the stylist at Azure, and it's A-Z-U-R, Azure Salon, they keep me looking sharp for all my TV work. And believe me, that takes a lot of work. Azure Salon is the place to go. Guys, get over there to Azure Salon. It's a great spot. Ladies, they've got you covered with color, cuts, extensions. AzureSalon.com. It's AzureSalon.com. Also, Kings Court. The Real Soccer Pub is in Edo. Kings Court right next to BBVA Compass Stadium. It's on Hutchins Corner, Walker and Hutchins, 13 TVs. They show Premier League matches, Dynamo matches, La Liga. Kings Court, 24 taps. Get over to the Kings Court. Right next to BBVA Compass Stadium, say hello to Jay, KingsCourtTX.com. And we will take a break. We'll make it a Bud Light break. More to come.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.